BCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at vcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
And we do thank you for joining us today on Crosstalk. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to begin with a warning that Scripture provides for us from Colossians chapter 2, verse 8. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. You see, the philosophies of this world are many, and they're growing in intensity. And those who do not buy into them, well, guess what? They're marginalized. They're deplatformed or somehow being communicated to you that you and your ideas, especially from a biblical worldview, they're just not welcome. You're rather backward in your thinking, maybe even accused of being in the Bronze Age. Well, sadly, rather than respond to these philosophies with biblical truth, there are many who are just shrugging their shoulders and giving sway to these thoughts and philosophies of the day. Well, not so for one ministry that is debunking these philosophies of the world. Not only are they giving secularists pause to think, they're also equipping believers to be ready to give an answer to those who ask a reason of the hope which lies within them. Well, today joining us, we welcome back Carl Kirby. Carl is the founder and president of Reasons for Hope. Prior to forming Reasons for Hope, he was a founding board member of Answers in Genesis, served there for some 15 years. He's also a former air traffic controller at Chicago O'Hare, co-creator and host for the video series Weapons of Mass Instruction, presenter of the DVD series for teens, Demolishing Strongholds, also the Becoming Bold DVD series for both teens and adults. He's a sought-out speaker for conferences and author of numerous books, and even has put together this series of videos on Debunked. Carl, welcome back here to Crosstalk.
Mr. Jim, you are always such a blessing to us and very kind. Thank you, sir.
Well, Carl, you're just releasing today a video short, and before we talk about this, the specific one today, I'd like to talk with you about Debunked. Give us the backstory to what this is, how it came to be, and why. What is the impetus? Why you're doing what you're doing?
Well, thank you for that opportunity. I work a lot with younger generation, and I tell folks to just think different. I mean, 2.2 second attention span, and that's just reality of it. And so when you're trying to go after younger generation with these concepts, but with apologetics, a lot of times it's like they're not going to pay attention to you. So I just said, what I want to do is come after them, because I'm ADD myself, so if I can come at them fast pace and take a little jog here, there, a jab here, and kind of stick and move, call it like a boxing match, then we can make them think. Well, 11 years ago, when I started trying to produce these things, I couldn't do it. I mean, I have the idea, but I just did not have the talent level. And my best friend at the time sent me a blind email and said, Carl, you got to check this video out. And it was wonderful. I'd written three scripts on a Mac PC, the old Mac PC commercial, hey, I'm a Mac, I'm a PC, and, you know, a little parody. And I was doing, hey, I'm a creationist and I'm an evolutionist. And I could never get them produced. Well, I find this thing, my best friend sent it to me, and it's like, it was fantastic. I said, that's why I could never do it. These guys did it better than I could have ever dreamed of. Mm. I write them an email, and I say, guys, I just saw this video. I've been trying to get them produced for 2 years. Now I know why I can't. You guys are too good. I love you. I'm a fan. The guy writes me back, says, Carl, I'm on your mailing list. I'm a fan.
Wow.
No way. So I'm going up to California, and I said, come on and see me. He lived in California. So he came up to Porterville. He watched me speak 11 times over a weekend, and we were eating at an Italian restaurant having a lunch. And I said, Bob, we got to go after younger generation, fast pace, coming at them. And I said, it needs to be like Dirty Jobs meets Mythbusters with a Ford F-150 look and feel, and because those were kind of relevant back then.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how Debunked was born. We sat down, and the first one we created was couldn't fit all the animals on the boat. And that one's got over 1.5 million views the last I saw.
My. Well, Carl, anyone who's seen or listened to these, I mean, they will find them to be very fast-moving. You address this in part. I mean, you really have to buckle your seatbelt to take in all the information, but that's intentional, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. I tell folks, look, I'm going to put more information than you can take in a single setting, but then I'll always ask folks after I've shown it, yeah, it was too much. I get it, and I understand, because younger generation has got this stereotype of Christians, closed-minded, intolerant, bigoted, boring. And so you throw this thing at them, they're like, whoa, it snags their attention. it was more than they could probably take. But I'll ask and say, hey, was it done well enough that you'd watch it again to try to glean a little bit more information? Vast majority of the time, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Was it done well enough that if you're a Christian and you agree with the message, that you'd be willing to share it to somebody and not be embarrassed because it's cheesy Christian stuff? Overwhelmingly, absolutely. And then I'll say, the big kicker, if I give it to you for free, would you take it? Yeah, everybody jumps on it, and then I tell them how they can get it,
mm-hmm.
because that's why we produce them. We want to put them in people's hands so they can take them and do something with them.
Carol, some have referred to these as being a 1-2 punch. Is that a good characterization?
It really is. Like I said, man, stick and move, stick and move. It's a boxing match. Here's the issue, because I'm telling you, after working camps and working with youth groups and all this time, you'll have these guys walk up and they think they got a mic drop moment. It's like, well, if you believe in a God that created everything, then who created God? Boom,
mm-hmm.
drop the mic and walk off. And I can't tell you how many times I've shared a video with them or answered the question, and then they're like, nobody's ever done that before. Nobody's ever answered the question before. Huh. I mean, as a matter of fact, Jim, we got a group. We're now training 20-year-olds. We take them out on the street, and they're the leaders. We're the cameramen, us older folk. We let them be the leaders. They engage. We just did one last weekend in just north of Atlanta, Lawrenceville, Georgia. The young people are out there engaging, asking questions, and the question they asked us last weekend was, do you believe that all roads lead to God? And everybody, oh, yeah, of course, all, you know, this, that. Can we show you a short video? And we deal with all roads lead to God, debunked. Show them the video and then come back. What do you think? You can't believe the responses. It's unbelievable. One guy, he started off and he was like, well, yeah, all religions teach the same thing. They all just teach the same thing. Really? Can I show you a video? Sure. Show him the video, come back. He's like, so, do you still believe that all religions teach the same thing? No, you really educated me on this one. So did we change your mind? Yeah, you did.
Wow.
And again, it's not mean-spirited. It's just having conversations and challenging people to think.
And that's what these videos do. They cause people to think. And matter of fact, today you are releasing debunk number 18, and we'll get to that in just a moment. But you've released 17 previous. What has been the impact? I mean, you talked about one of them alone having over 1 million views. What kind of impact have you seen from these videos?
I'll tell you a story. I'm in Molokai, Hawaii. That's like not on the beaten path, if you know what I'm saying, all right? I'm speaking. I get done. 23, 24-year-old comes up to me and he goes, you're the guy. I said, what do you mean? You're the guy, the debunk guy. I said, well, no, I'm really not. Everybody thinks that's my voice. That's not my voice. That's the co-creator's voice, Bub. And he said, let me tell you, I just graduated University of Hawaii. My roommate, my senior year, was a staunch atheist. I mean, nasty atheist. And every night he's coming after me, asking me questions. I'd answer it, and then he'd always challenge me some more. And then he asked me a question. And I said, let me do some research. I found a debunked video. I took it to him. I showed it to him. And after the debunked was done, he just looked at me and went, huh, and walked off. He's never done that on anything else. It just completely and totally shut him down.
Hmm.
I've got all kind of stories with that kind of a thing where people are just like, well, and a common one would be, well, I don't fully agree with it, but I think there's some good points in there. And that's, look, if I can walk away and people are thinking, praise God, and that's what we get over mm-hmm. and over.
Oh, Carol, I know that you've shown these on many individual levels, but you also show them to groups as well, groups you speak to. As you're in front of that individual or in front of the groups, do you really see the light bulb turn on in their minds while they're watching these?
I can't tell you, Mr. Jim, how many times applause breaks out after showing the debunked. And you can definitely see eyes are like, and it's so funny because you'll be speaking, then you say, hey, put your seatbelt on, I'm going to throw this at you, and boom, all the young ones, the eyes immediately come up, and they're locked for that 3.5 minutes,
mm-hmm.
that 4 minutes, whatever that video is. Boom, they're locked. And so, yes, you can absolutely see this younger generation just thinks different. I'm not saying it's right. I'm not saying it's good. It's just reality. They think different, and they need a visual that just catches their eye in it and causes them to get engaged for the most part. Now, you know, Mr. Jim, you know, this is not everybody's the same way, but there's a definite big component in this culture right now, this generation, that is so visual that if you just try and speak to them and just talk to them, a lot of times there's a disconnect. And so I see connections all the time.
Sure. Now, I'm sure you also have the skeptics as well, right?
Oh, yeah. That's fun. And that's where I say, you know, because they'll come up and they'll make a comment. It's like, okay, so what was incorrect in the video? Well, No, please help me here. You know, what was incorrect in the video? What was said that was incorrect? Because, you know, I can deal with that. But if it's just hurts your feelings or you don't like this, you don't like that, there's nothing I can do about that. But what is factually incorrect? And I'll always take them back to the teaching. Show me what is incorrect in the teaching, because that's, man, I want to make sure that that's right. And it's interesting. I get very few antagonists. You get the skeptical, you know, okay, but what about?
Mm-hmm.
That's why I love it, you know. Like I'll show the one on, there's no evidence for God. I show that, and that's where you'll see this thing. Well, okay, well, if there's a God that created everything, then who created God? Oh, here, let me show you a video. Well, the Bible, you know, you're using the Bible to justify your position. You can't trust the Bible. It's full of mistakes and errors. Oh, really? Let me show you a video. And it's funny, after about the third one, it's just like, you don't know where to go.
Yeah. Well, Carl, some of these, and we're going to be playing the one you're releasing today. There's not time in this segment. We'll be doing it in our next segment. But many of these debunked DVDs or videos that you've made, they're online, such as there is no evidence for God, or the Bible is full of errors, or the Bible can't be trusted, and topics like that. But in the one that you're releasing today, you're actually taking on what some people call a social issue. Others argue, saying, well, it's actually a biblical issue, but it's entitled, mm-hmm. There's Nothing Wrong with Abortion. What caused you to take on this issue?
Over 600,000 children killed in 2018 by abortion, and we're living in a culture that increasingly, and it breaks my heart, where you've got people that are going to tell me that I have to wear a mask, I've got to get a shot, but in the other side, you know, I've got the freedom to choose to kill a child. It's like, we can't back off of this issue. We are all, each and every one of us, created in the image of God, fearfully, wonderfully made, literally knit together in a mother's womb. And standing by and being silent on this topic, which we dealt with this in our truth jabs, our editorial cartoons, we've done abortion a number of times in there. But this one was one, if you're going to reach this younger generation with this message, we're going to have to step out and go after it. And so this one, if you notice, the animation was different. We did a different approach to this one. And we said, you know what, we have to go for it on this one, because to get the younger generation, they've been so indoctrinated that there's nothing wrong with this. I mean, come on. I mean, it's a right. They're just choosing, and we had to go after it. And so, we said, let's do it.
And you did it.
We did it.
Carl Kirby is with us today. He is president and founder of Reasons for Hope. We are going to be taking a break here on Crosstalk, and when we come back, we want you to hear it. Now, you won't have the benefit of seeing it, but you'll hear it. We'll tell you how you'll be able to see it, and yes, free of charge, how you can see it, but we're going to let you hear it, and then we're going to dissect this as well to talk about some of the issues that Carl is raising here as they take on this issue of abortion. It's a video that has just been released today, and it's debunking that there's nothing wrong with abortion. So let's take our break. We'll come back. We'll hear the audio from this and then dissect it a little bit further. This is Crosstalk on VCY America. As today, world's philosophies are debunked. Back in a minute.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, scientist with the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, as unique as the giraffe is, how did it get its long neck?
Chris, an evolutionary story has it that during drought, those animals with long necks could eat leaves higher up in the trees. They survived while the others went extinct. Even though this story is told and retold in evolutionary circles, it's not even a little bit true. The giraffe has many precise design features to support its body style. For instance, a heart which will pump the blood all the way up to the head, and then traps in the blood vessels to keep the head from exploding when the giraffe puts his head down to drink from the lake. There's much more to a giraffe than just a long neck. Everything about him is designed to be just this. Modern-day giraffes are very well adapted to the environment to fill an ecological niche. They were designed to do so. They did not evolve. And that's how I see it from a back-to-Genesis perspective.
For more on Genesis, visit us on the web at icr.org.
You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America. With us today is Carl Kirby, president and founder of Reasons for Hope, and a new debunked video just released today, and it's entitled There's Nothing Wrong with Abortion. So, Carl, let's give a listen to this, and when we come back, then we'll just kind of, well, we'll share it. Listeners, be ready to jot down how it is you can see it and share it with others. And then also we'll talk about the content of it as well. So, Carl, let's go to that right now. This is your debunked number 18.
All right, here we go. This one's going to be a rough journey that triggers some emotional dissonance and challenges some preconceptions. But, hey, that's what debunked is all about. And these things got to happen to get to the truth of a matter. So consider yourself warned. And now imagine you're out one day and you see someone dump a bunch of babies on the side of the road. Then you see a man with a hatchet. He walks over to the babies and starts, well, you get the picture. What would you do? Give him a thumbs up, take a selfie, assemble the Avengers, or try to stop the man right there on the spot? Now, with that in mind, I ask you these questions. What is the difference between that scene and the everyday scenario inside thousands of abortion clinics? What are the essential differences between what's in the mother's womb, the unborn, and what's outside the mother's womb, the born, that justifies the mass elimination of the former but the collective protection of the latter? Well, to help you answer that, I present to you the SLED test. What's that, you say? Well, it's this, I say. Does being a human being with human value and human rights have anything to do with our size, level of development, environment, or degree of dependency? Is a large middle-aged man more human than a smaller 14-year-old boy? Should a fully developed female be granted more human rights than an 8-year-old girl who is not as developed yet? Is someone more worthy of life if they live in a mansion in America and less worthy if they live in a shanty in Africa? Is it okay to eliminate a nursing boy, but not his 6-year-old sister simply because the nursing boy is more dependent on his mother? No, 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 and of course, no. So then the unborn isn't any less human, void of their human value and human rights simply because of SLED, right? So now what? Well, some claim it's in the science, man. Just follow the science, they say. But when we do, it's clear from the earliest stages of development, the unborn are distinct, living, and whole human beings. In fact, the scientific evidence has been so clear for so long that even way back in 1981, a U.S. Senate report stated this. Physicians, biologists, and other scientists agree that conception marks the beginning of the life of a human being, a being that is alive and part of the human species. There is overwhelming agreement on this point in countless medical, biological, and scientific writings. Okay, now fast forward a few decades. High-res photos, 3D scans, and brilliantly detailed ultrasound help us see with our own eyes what's in a human being's womb. And guess what? It's a human being.
Wow.
What else would it be? A piano? A whale shark? Just common sense. So now what? Well, there are those who actually know it's a human being. It's implicit in their language, but they use emotional appeals like, he's a financial burden. I don't want it. It's an emotional drain. It's not my fault. I'm not ready. It's not fair. She'll stop my professional progress. It'll get in the way of my desires and dreams. It's cruel for an unwanted child to be in this world. The child would be a product of incest. I can do whatever I want with my child. Okay? Can you use any of those to justify the killing of the born? No. So then why the unborn? Look, enough is enough. This topic might be psychologically complex, but it's certainly not morally complex. We all understand that how you feel doesn't justify what you do or get to do. I mean, think about it. Your Honor, the reason I ran over those people is because they're an emotional drain. Officer, I know I killed those people, but if I didn't, it would have stopped my professional progress. And now, allow me to add this for good measure. When it comes to the possibility of actually hurting or killing a human being, shouldn't we err on the side of precaution? I mean, most of you wouldn't run over a box in the middle of the road if for a second you thought there might be a puppy or a kitten in it, right? But why not go to the same lengths to save and protect human babies? Just asking. Bottom line, human beings, all human beings, from the moment of conception, have value simply because they are human beings, made in the image of God, period. Psalm 139:13 declares that God knitted you together in your mother's womb. So precious is life that God commands us not to murder, but instead tells us to love one another and do nothing out of selfish ambition. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves. The minute we think we are more valuable than others for any reason is the minute we think others are less valuable. And that line of thinking is the root of racism, sexism, massacres, school shootings, bullying, hatred, and all kinds of other injustices that most of us rightfully stand against because we don't want human beings to be hurt or mistreated. And that should go for the unborn, too. So this idea that the unborn are less human than the born and that it's okay to eliminate them has been debunked. Adios.
Okay, unbuckle the seatbelt now, folks. you know, Carl, as I mentioned, you pack a lot into this. This was 4 minutes and 14 seconds, and I can hear people say, Could you rewind that? I heard something. I'd like to hear this again, or that part again. You talked about SLED, and we'll break this down. But first of all, would you tell our listeners how can they see this one as well as previous debunked clips?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. All they have to do is go to getdebunked.org. And when they go there, it's at the very top. The big video is right up top there, and you can watch it right there and share it. Please help us get it out, because Facebook will not let us advertise it. We actually sent this to them early, Jim. Mr. Jim said, hey, we're going to put this one out. Are you going to take it off? Are you going to block it? And they wrote us back. We're very kind. They said, thank you for letting us preview it. We won't take it off. We won't block it, but we won't let you share it. So the only way that this thing can get out now is if folks that are listening watch it and they start sharing it with people, because Facebook's not going to help us make it go viral, that's for sure.
And again, the website, folks, is getdebunked.org, getdebunked.org. Now, Carl, you know, we heard it, but when you have the animation that's put with this as well, it adds an extra powerful punch to it.
Yes, it does. And that helps. And by the way, for folks, if they watch it on YouTube, I've been told, I've not figured this out, but I've been told that you can hit YouTube and you can actually adjust the speed that it plays at. So you can slow it down if you want.
Okay. So getdebunked.org. Now, Carl, I know you also have kind of a text alert system, too.
Yeah, if folks would like to get these, like the future one, the next one that we're getting released is, I'm fired up about it, is Jesus is a Copycat God. Addressing that claim that, oh, Jesus is a ripoff of Horus and all these other Egyptian gods, big movie out called Zeitgeist that over 10 million people have seen, we're taking it on. We're going to destroy that one. And so if folks want to get these early, before we release them to the general public, all they have to do is take out their smartphone. Go ahead, take it out. And all you need to do is go to your messaging software. And when you get ready to send a text message, all you do is fill in the recipient is the number 51555, and then the message down there, all you have to write is adios, and adios is A-D-I-O-S. Don't add a U, A-D-I-O-S. Space, that's just a space bar, don't write it up, life, L-I-F-E. Adios, space, life. When you send that, you get an immediate response back that has a link. You hit that link, and there's a form. You fill that form out. When you send that in, you get an immediate email that takes you to free booklets that we have up there, how to download the app, which is under construction right now. It should be out in 2 weeks. We've already submitted it, and this new app is going to blow out of the water everything that we've had before. And it has a link to all of the debunked videos free of charge. And in the future, you get them all at least 5 days before we release them to the general public.
Wow. Again, folks, that's the text number is 51555. And then in the message line, you put adios, A-D-I-O-S, then just give a space, and then the word life, L-I-F-E. Adios, life, and that it'll be self-explanatory from there. Carl, let's break this down just a bit. I mean, you began this debunked painting a pretty horrible picture of someone dumping a bunch of babies on the side of the road, and you see a man, a cartoon man with a hatchet. You're not showing anything graphic here, but what caused you to paint such a picture in dealing with this issue?
Because that's reality. This is what's happening. We have over 600,000 children, as I said earlier, in 2018, that they were slaughtered. And there's no way we went around and about, how about eagle eggs, you know, touching an eagle egg in its shield. We thought, but then the bottom line was, you know what? No, we have to put it out as straightforward as we can, not in a gross way, but in a way, the thought was, with that very beginning, was kind of like an Alfred Hitchcock approach. You let your imagination fill in, right? And so that was the approach. Like this, would you stand by and watch this? No, then how are we standing by and allowing this other side?
Yeah, yeah, and that's the point that's being made. There's nothing different regarding this scene and what happens every day inside abortion clinics. You know, just incidentally, before I came on the interview here, Carl, I went to the website numberofabortions.com, and this year so far in the United States, and this was about 45 minutes ago, 283,099 abortions in the U.S. this year of 2021 already, over 62.7 million since Roe v. Wade. I mean, the issue's got to be dealt with.
And this is the most Christian, quote-unquote, nation on the planet.
My.
We, Body of Christ, have got to stand up. You just can't allow this.
You spoke of the SLED test, S-L-E-D, and let's talk about that. Let's break it down. S stands for size.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I should have more rights because I'm 6'3", and my grandson is only 2'3". No. Size makes no difference, so it doesn't matter if you're 3 inches tall inside the mother's womb or mm-hmm. if I'm out here. A human life is a human life regardless of size, and DNA shows that everything in science shows that is true.
L, level of development.
Yeah, I mean, so a young person, again, that same analogy, but now not just on size, but how developed they are. So, again, my 3-year-old grandson is not as developed as I am. He can't speak as well as I can, so therefore I should have more value. I should have priority over him. No, it doesn't matter the development level because, again, we're both human beings. We're created in the image of God.
Your letter E stands for environment.
You know, I think the illustration that we use in there is a perfect one because, let's be honest, racism is a reality in our culture, and this environment is a big one. So I, because I'm living here and I have all these wonderful electronics and wonderful things like that, I should have more value because my environment is this, but then I look at folks that live in countries that don't have those, that aren't as developed. I deserve more rights than they do?
Yeah.
Absolutely not, because, again, we're human beings.
Yeah, and it really doesn't make a difference whether we're living in a city, a suburb, or in our mother's womb.
That's exactly right.
And letter D is degree of dependency.
Yeah, I mean, just because I go back to my grandchildren, just because my grandchildren need their parents or need someone to take care of them does not mean that they should not be protected as much as somebody like myself. As a matter of fact, I think they should be more protected because they are the ones that they need that protection, and we're called to protect the weak.
Carl, we hear the phrase today very often in so many different venues, follow the science. I follow the science. Follow the science. Science tells us this. If we really, truly follow the science as it relates to life and abortion, what does science tell us?
Science tells us from that quote, I think it's a perfect quote, you are a human being from the point of conception. You could never be anything but a human being. It doesn't matter how long you waited. You are going to be a human being. That development is, there's only one place that it can go. You could never be anything other than a human being from the point of conception. And so if you follow the science, it shows that very clearly humans are humans. And why in the world can we, why do we struggle with that? I really have a hard time with that. Because if you did want to follow science, which I hear stated so much, then we win this one hands down. But we live in a time that doesn't want to do that. They just want to claim it and not follow it.
Carl Kirby with us today from Reasons for Hope. By the way, his website is the letter R, F-O-R-H.org. R4H.org. That's another one to also get debunked.org. And you can watch the videos there. Matter of fact, there's a link to them as well from r4h.org. You can click on Debunked and get more information there. I'm going to talk a little bit further about these videos after the break. We'll also be having some time for you to call in, so be listening. We'll be giving out our phone line shortly here as well. The website again, getdebunked.org. We're back in 1 minute. You're listening to Crosstalk.
More now than at any other time in our nation's history, we are deluged in all forms of media. Television, radio, video games, social media, smartphones, iPads, iPods, computers, Blu-ray, and a myriad of other offerings. Along with all of this exposure comes the key question: how do I safeguard myself and family from that which is inappropriate? In the book, Biblical Filters for Your Media Choices, author Joe Schlero presents 10 biblical filters a Christian must consider before engaging in the media. This 50-page booklet presents a biblical filter derived from scriptural principles. VCY America is offering one copy of the booklet for a donation of $7 or get 5 copies for a donation of $30. Call 1-800-729-9829 and ask for Biblical Filters for Your Media Choices.
You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America. Carl Kirby is with us today. And folks, they have produced a series of video shorts called Debunked, and they cover a number of issues. The first one, there is no evidence for God. Number two, God didn't mean what he said. Three, the Bible is full of errors. Four, there is a real hope without Jesus. And on it goes, and all the way down here to number 18, there is nothing wrong with abortion. Number 19, which I see is scheduled to come out sometime during the month of May, Jesus is a copycat God. And many other topics there as well. Folks, you can see these at getdebunked.org. You can, take the link, share it with others, getdebunked.org. If you'd like to get advance notice when these are coming out, you can send a text to 51555 and put in the subject line, Adios Life, A-D-I-O-S. Life. And that'll have more meaning to you when you watch these, because they all end with adios. That is on the video shorts, but send that message and fill out the information in order to be notified. Carl, these are having an impact. And just a few more questions here on this particular one that you just produced here. There is nothing wrong with abortion. You address also the so-called emotional justifications for abortion, like the baby's just going to be a financial burden. I'm not ready. The baby's going to stop my professional progress. You hit those issues pretty hard in here as well.
Yeah, I mean, quite frankly, stand up in front of a judge and throw that out. Any of them, any one of the excuses that you want to use, throw that out to a judge on why you killed a living child,
mm-hmm.
or any living being, doesn't matter what age, it would never stand up in court. You'd go to jail. There would be penalties for it. So I don't think that we can just look. I understand emotionally there's issues. There are all kind of things that are going on, but I can't stand by just because something bad has happened over here, and then turn around and gives me the right to kill a child over here. It just doesn't work that way. And so, there's all kind of emotional experiences and emotional responses, but quite frankly, that doesn't justify the killing of a child.
Yeah. You also bring up this bottom line, near the end of the video. All human beings, from the moment of conception, have value simply because they are human beings made in the image of God, period. Then you bring Psalm 139:13 about being knitted together in our mother's womb, and that tells us that your spot really finds it critical to uphold biblical authority for the reason why you're doing what you're doing.
Well, apart from Scripture, what do we really have? I mean, the Word of God is the Word of God. It's this history that God has given to us so that we can know why we have value. If we didn't have the Word of God, what would give us value? I mean, I look at this world that we live in, and they say, well, there is no God, and over the course of 14 billion years, all these things happened. And so if that history is true, if you want to understand how you got a generation in America, the most quote-unquote Christian nation on the planet, where suicide is the number two killer of teenage girls, you've got to change their value system. And if there's a God that created us the way that he said that he did, our value is not based on anything that we bring to the plate. It's based on what he did for us. But if you get rid of what God did for us, and we have to know that history that he gave us to know that, if you get rid of that history and it's all based on how pretty, how smart, how talented, you can never measure up, especially in this culture. So we have to make sure that we take people back to Scripture. That's our authority. That's our foundation in all issues.
You bring up an issue on this debunk, Carl, that really hits another matter, too, and that's the idea that many have of being more valuable than others. You know, I can take the life of this baby because I'm of more value. It's my thoughts, my plans, my aspirations. Mm-hmm. And then you indicate that this line of thinking is the root of racism. Now, our daily news is fanning the flames of racism, so talk about that link.
Well, think about it. I mean, black women are five times more likely to have an abortion than a white woman. 79% of the abortion clinics are found within a very close proximity of African and Hispanic communities. We are still doing what the founder of Planned Parenthood put in place. Because these people, and I'm not saying this, have less value, that they're useless weeds is one term that was used for them.
Margaret Sanger.
Get rid of them.
Yep, Margaret Sanger stated that.
Yeah. As soon as I can diminish anything, anybody, that's when you can get away with atrocities. And by diminishing people to being those people, that group over there, we've seen these things happen. And the whole evolutionary process absolutely has caused that to explode in our culture. We have to pull people back to the authority of the Word of God, that we are created in His image, because that's the only answer to racism. There's only one race, the human race. God created each and every person in His image. We are all related. I tell folks, especially when I get out and I do these big events and there's mixed cultures there, I'll say, hey, I don't care how much you like it. We're having a family reunion, or don't like it. We're having a family reunion right now, and I'm like your crazy Uncle Ernie that you only see a couple times in a, in a lifetime, and you're glad about it, right? But hey, we are all related. There's one race, yeah. The human race.
Yeah. And one of the things you point out is this way of thinking, I'm better than you, or I'm more valuable than you. It's not just racism. I mean, you point out it has roots to sexism, school shootings, bullying, yep. Hatred, all kinds of injustices.
Go back and look at any of the school shooters and read what was going on in them. I mean, going all the way back to Columbine, who Klebold and Harris were walking around. One of them was wearing a shirt that said "Red Natural Selection" on it. And when you read or see what they were talking about before they went in and did what they did, they were killing off inferior. And that's the same with almost every school shooting that you're going to find. These people believe that they are somehow superior. Where does that come from? That does not come from, I am a sinner in need of a Savior named Jesus Christ. That comes from a wrong worldview that's telling me that some people are better than others. That's not what Christianity teaches.
Friends, if you have a question you'd like to ask of Carl, or a brief comment, our number to Crosstalk is 800-733-9829. 1-800-733-9829. Get on board right away with your question, brief comment here today, 800-733-9829. Carl, what is your prayer, not only for this particular debunk, but all the others that have been produced so far?
Our goal and our heart's desire has been that people walk away thinking. Critical thinking is lacking in the culture. So for a non-Christian, I'm praying that we are representing the Lord Jesus Christ and His Word accurately, without compromising, but in a way that will at least cause them to think. Goal would be to see conversion, quite frankly. For the Christian who might be struggling with their faith, who is like, well, yeah, I'm a Christian, but boy, I don't know this, I don't know that, and they start somehow feeling inferior, we want them to know that they do not need to be ashamed of their faith. What God's Word tells us is absolutely true, and what we see in the world around us is consistent with that. When you start learning how to use the Word of God to deal with these issues, it actually emboldens people, and then we can become even more of a witness in a culture that needs to know there's another way.
Our phone number here to Crosstalk is 800-733-9829. Folks, they've got a number that have been produced here, even things like somebody made God. So who made God? That's addressed in number 13. Here's another one. There's no evidence for the resurrection. We just passed Resurrection Sunday, Carl, and this one hits that one head on, your video number 12.
Yeah, we actually sent it out to all of the pastors and all the folks on our list and said, here, please take and share. Because, again, I want people to have tools that they can use to evangelize. Mm-hmm. And so that's another goal with this, is that now the body in Christ, once they get encouraged, they've got something good that they can use to share. And by the way, when folks go to that getdebunked.org page, when they scroll down, they're going to see that there's another section on there called Debunk TV. And that's where Bubba and I, the co-creator and I, we take the debunks, and because they're 3.5-4 minute fast-paced animated, well, we sat down and we did 28-minute TV shows to flesh out the arguments that are used in there. So again, hopefully you go through that material, and now you feel comfortable taking that video and using it.
Let us go to Zach in River Falls, Wisconsin. You're on the air, Zach.
Hi, I just had a brief comment and say I'm an OTR truck driver, and when I see people on the side of the road, you know, everybody moves over to give them space because, you know, we all know that there's lives at risk. So give them more room, you know, means that, you know, that increases their chance of surviving being on the, you know, side of the road. And then you're talking about the abortion, you know, so we respect those people's lives. Why can't we, you know, and you don't run them over? What you wouldn't run, you know, would you run over a 3-year-old or, yeah, you know, or a 3-month-old in the womb?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, just trying a point I wanted to make.
Thank you, Zach. Good point. And Carl, as a matter of fact, you kind of address this as well. If there's a box in the road, it might have a puppy in it or a cat.
Exactly right. Exactly right. I mean, thank you, sir, because that's exactly what we said in the video. And I'll give you another example of this. Just this morning, this one happened just this morning. It's raining here where I live, and we have this cherry tree that's just 10 foot out in front of our house, and a robin has made their nest right in the crook of that tree, right? Like at a 4-foot level, right? And it's like, not a good place to put a nest. I don't know what she was thinking. But that mother bird was sitting in there with this rainy, nasty weather, wet and nasty, and she's got four eggs in there, and she's covering those eggs up. And it just struck me that here this, we call people bird brain because they're not very bright, right? Well, this bird is sitting in there covering those eggs, taking care of those eggs, her unborn, protecting them. But then I got people that want to tell me that, oh, it's a mother's choice, and she should be able to just... I think we need to learn from a robin.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's just me personally.
Let's go to Jeff next. Hi, Jeff. You're on the air.
Yeah, I just want to say thank you for the positive message that you have. I love witnessing. I like using tracks, engaging young people, but I just am thankful for this tool that God has allowed you to create. And I just want to say that the Lord will just increase it and bless the anointing that he has on it. So thank you and God bless you.
Great. Thank you, Jeff. Carl, and it's a great compliment because, indeed, these are coming from a very positive, you know, let's sit down, let's talk about this and to show, you know, to give this proof.
That's the goal in life. And, Jeff, put this on your, like a little note. It's going to take probably two more weeks. Our app is down right now because we have a new one going in. It's been submitted. That new app has so much information on there. I mean, I'm at this stage now where all of our videos, I just say this, you know, you go to a conference and you see these tables filled with videos and books and you can afford to get one of them or two of them, right? I'm not doing that anymore. Everything that we've produced, we're putting on that app free of charge, including all of the debunked, including all the debunked TVs, everything, we're putting it up on there. So when it gets when it gets released in a couple of weeks after it goes through this whole process, that's a tool that you can use on the street. That's what we use when we're doing our man on the street stuff. Everything is right in there, and that's how we use it. I hope it helps you.
Let's go to Richard next. Hi, Richard. You're on the air.
Hello, Jim. Hello, Mr. Kirby. Hey, thanks. What a wonderful interview you're having here, Jim. Anyway, I've heard Mr. Kirby before and familiar with Back to Genesis. Anyway, what have you got online? I thought that thing on abortion was just absolutely fantastic. What a way to get to so many people. What are you doing, or do you have something on the issue of transgenderism and homosexuality and how that is being treated in this nation of ours, in this declining morality? You know, and all you brought up, you know, it's a science. Everything is science. This is science. I mean, that goes completely against any science. I'll take your comments off the phone and on the air.
Thank you, Richard.
Thank you so much.
Bye bye now, Carl.
Mr. Richard, thank you, sir. Transgender is one that's on the docket. We haven't created it yet, but we actually do have a debunk that deals with the sex issue because our approach was if you talk about homosexual, people are going to just write you off, right? Boom, done. You're a homophobe, you're a hater, right? They're going to call you this name and then not pay attention to you. So our approach was in number eight. We addressed the claim that all consensual sex is okay by God. So our approach was, we're going to address homosexuality, but we're also going to address adultery, fornication, because those are all sin. And so now, if you want to call me a homophobe, nope, call me what I am. I'm a sex outside of the bounds of biblical marriage folk. And we have to do it the way that God has laid out for us. So we do have that video up, but the transgender one is one that is on the docket. I don't know what number it is, but we are going to address it. Trust me.
Great. Very good. Well, we're up against a break. We're going to take the break back to more of your calls. This is Crosstalk.
For the Worldview Report, I'm Brennan House. Our website is worldviewreport.com. Recently, Mike Lindell declared on one of his broadcasts, "What we're seeing in America now is communism." Many people may think that's over the top, but it's not. Recently, I acquired in writing a report written by progressives out of the United States House of Representatives, by 13 of them. And you know what they want? They want us to stop using the phrase, "In God we trust." They also told the Biden administration they should not be using the phrase, "Judeo-Christian." They also went on to say they want the Biden administration and his agencies to decide who is a church and who is not, who can be a 501c3 church and who cannot. They also wanted to eliminate all non-religious exemptions for vaccines, and they also want the Department of Homeland Security and Justice to use funds for de-radicalization of conservatives.
friends, if you want to see them for free and share links with others, the website is getdebunked.org. Getdebunked.org. Also, if you'd like advance notice when the next one is coming out, because they are regularly coming out, you send a text to 51555 in the message line, put adios life. Adios life, two separate words, and that'll help you get lined up to see the next one and get advance notice. We're going next to Medford, Ohio. We have Alvin calling in. Hi, Alvin, you're on the air. Hello, Alvin. Alvin, one more time. Okay, let's try Barry in Tennessee. You're on the air, Barry.
Yeah, what I heard, man, that is excellent. That is what is going to get through to these younger people, the counterculture and the new age thinking. It is excellent. I've talked to a lot of these younger people, and you try to reason with them and that. But what I heard, that is their thinking. That's mm-hmm. how they think. That is perfect.
Yeah.
And that will penetrate. If you can get that out to these people, Facebook would be great if you could get through to it. But whatever means you can get it out to it, it is great, because it'll work. It'll penetrate.
Thank you, Barry. And when you combine the video aspect to it, it even has more of a punch to it. Thank you for the call. So you can see them there. And Carl, this is where you need listeners to come in to help you get this out and to put it on their social media contacts and so forth as well.
Barry, my heart is so humbled right now. Thank you, sir. That is what we believe. Please, anybody that's listening, that's watching, share a link from whatever it is that you do. Parler, MeWe, I don't know all the names, man. Whatever. You're the only way that this thing is going to go out, because they will not allow us to market it, to produce more, to get more visitors to it. We just can't do it.
Yeah. So again, do it. Go to the site, getdebunked.org. And folks, our telephone number here to Crosstalk is 800-733-9829, 800-733-9829. If you have a question or a brief comment, let's go to Bill in Phoenix, Arizona. Hi, Bill. You're on the air.
Yeah. Hi, Jim. Thanks for taking my call. I got a quick question. So when someone murders a pregnant woman, don't they charge that murder with two murders? And
that
I'll
was,
just leave that.
That was okay. one of the things that we were going to start the video off with, but it depends on the state.
Yeah.
So that's why we couldn't use it, because it depends on the state. Each state law is different.
Yeah. But according to what is truth, what is science, Bill, it is two lives.
Right. Absolutely.
Hmm. Right.
Thank you, Bill.
You're welcome.
Yep, you've raised a good point there. Appreciate it.
Amen.
Okay,
amen.
Let's see, 800-733-9829. Our number, let's go to Diana in New Lisbon, Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Hi. What the children are being taught in school is that we need to limit the Earth's population, because there just isn't enough food and enough everything for everybody. Well, Bill Gates is promoting all of this stuff, like synthetic meat, all this kind of stuff, and the vaccines, he's pushing that too. And he says we need to cut the population down to 500 million over the whole Earth. Who is he to say who lives and who dies?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be the same thing?
Yeah. Thank you. And Carl, don't we have from Genesis, be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth?
Yeah. And Miss Diana, one other thing that people don't realize, I don't think, is that he's also someone that has put, I believe it was $5 or $10 million into a curriculum called Big History that is in a lot of public schools, that is also being used in a lot of homeschools, because he puts it up online free. It's well done.
Hmm.
It drives me crazy. If I had just a fraction of the money that he has to produce a curriculum for Debunked, we can do it at that level. We just don't have the funding.
Mm-hmm.
He has Big History, and it is an absolute horrendous. I can play you the interviews from kids that have gone through the class. That I used to think that we were special. Now we're nothing. It's all meaningless. And this is what they're getting from his history.
Thank you, Diana. Jody is next. Wisconsin Dells, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm so grateful for your work. Sometimes I feel like I don't know what to do, and this definitely gives an option of something to do. But I'm also wondering, can a person order, like, a video? Just, you know, you send me a DVD, and I can see all of them, or can I only do it online?
We will have DVDs, but we've tried to move everything to the electronics so that I don't have to charge people. Because if I produce DVDs, then I have to charge, because I'm just not in a position that we can produce and give away all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Jody. Carolyn, Webb City, Missouri, you're on the air.
Yes, hi. I do not have a smartphone, but I think for people that do, I think getting the app is wonderful. So is there a way of getting this and showing it to people when you don't have that option?
Do you have a computer that you go to the internet on at all?
Yes.
Okay. If you go to getdebunked.org, that website, it's right there. It's the very top video. It's a big video. You can show it right from your laptop. You can even download it onto your laptop from there so that you don't have to have connection to the Wi-Fi or anything, and then you can show it right off your computer.
Okay, so if I have a laptop, then I can just do it that way.
Yep, you can go to the website, getdebunked.org,
okay.
And see it.
All right, that would be great.
Great.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Carol. Yeah, and you can watch it there, and all the other ones are there, too. And then copy the link and send it by an email. Send an email out to others. Let's go to one last call today from Surprise, Arizona. Hi, Pam, you're on the air.
Hi. You know, the question is, with platforms and people being canceled and everything, try frankspeech.com.
Okay. You said slingspeech.com?
Frank Speech.
Oh, Frank
Mike
Speech.
Lindell's a new
Oh, yeah. That's still kind of in development and waiting for more of that to be enlisted there. But, yes, frankspeech.com will be the new platform there. Thank you, Pam.
Awesome.
Appreciate your call. Folks, you've been listening to Crosstalk here on VCY America. Carl Kirby with us. Carl, take 30 seconds. What do you want to leave with the listeners here?
We will be looking at Frank's speech when it's developed, because we're going to put these things out everywhere that we can. We want people to have this information. We want it to be in their hands. I would say do not let the craziness in this culture discourage you. He is still in control. He's God. This hasn't caught him by surprise. He's in control. And he will use this craziness to bring glory and honor to himself. But we have to be engaged. So get emboldened and get out and show people the love of Christ.
God bless you, Carl. Thank you for being with us here today.
Thank you, sir.
Carl Kirby from Reasons for Hope. And so often the question is, what can I do? Folks, Carl's put something in your hands today that you can do. Help get the word out. I mean, watch it yourself at getdebunked.org. Take that link, share it with others as well, and it's got a message of life dealing with the issue of abortion today, as that debunked is called, they debunked the myth, there's nothing wrong with abortion. This shows you otherwise, and they used the authority of God's word in doing so. Well, friends, we appreciate you joining us here today on Crosstalk as we have certainly debunked the world's philosophies. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Tape Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208, or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.